This is Edward Breeden, who at present live in Tanner's Ridge. But Mrs. Breeden, what was your maiden name?
Thomas.
You're one of the Thomases.
Yeah.
Then you lived near Big Meadows? Or?
Well, we lived right inside of the park.
Uh-huh. Still in Tanner's Ridge.
Yeah, just right like the further up here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just a little further up.
Yeah.
And Mr. Breeden, where did you live?
Right up there, the house, old house. You passed up on the old house.
The one that's on the...
Next house up.
Yeah, uh-huh. So then neither of you moved very far away, did
no,
you, when you moved down here? This isn't really down here. You're still up in the mountains, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how many were in your family?
Eight children.
Eight children. That was pretty normal, wasn't it? With the...
Yeah, they used to have big families around them.
Yeah. Well, the children helped with all the chores, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have any special chore that you were supposed to do?
Well, of the evening sometimes I'd have to cut in the wood, you know, we'd have to, the wood to cook, we have to cut in the wood and then and then bring up water from the spring. That was what we did.
Mm-hmm. How about during the day? Did you have any chores during the day?
Well, not many, only just when it comes time to plant, you know, plant corn and everything. We all had to go in the field and do that, get through that.
When you planted the corn and all the things, did you have a horse?
Yeah.
And a plow, then
yeah.
You plowed it.
Yeah.
What did you do with the rocks?
We could let them stay there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And sometimes it was rocky. It was awful rocky.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was so rocky that I would see my mother go in another place and pick up dirt, put over corn that covered up for some earth.
That was pretty generally the rule, that they had to do that, yes. How much land what was your father's first name?
William Thomas.
William.
William Henry.
William Thomas. Okay.
Everybody called him Bill.
Uh-huh. Now, how much land did he have?
We did the rent.
You were renting. Then your father helped take care of cattle that were came up.
Mr. Phil Long and Willie Brubaker and Willie Long and all them, he's taking care of the, what that was there.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to help with that at all?
No, I was afraid too afraid. Yes, I was always afraid of anything like that.
How much land did you have, Mr. Breeden?
We got 40 acres here.
40 acres. Now, was that a good part of it?
Yes, it was, and rough too, you know.
Yeah. When you did your gardening, I want to ask this to both of you. How big a garden did you have?
Well, I don't know, about a quarter of an acre.
About a quarter of an acre.
Yeah, something like that.
And how big?
I reckon it's about that.
Yeah. So you planted corn, and what else?
Well, we had pots to get them fast in the fall to wood them for winter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we had a little garden in all the way, you know, got things, kind of all kinds of things in there.
Potatoes.
And everything you can, you know.
Yeah, right.
And the birds that ride, we had all this in the field, paying birds and everything.
Did you drive them?
No, we can't.
You can't.
Some ways we drive them.
And they said that they turned out every bit as good as if they were fresh.
We did dry beans, not beans, apples.
Well, you didn't dry beans?
Yes, indeed, we dry beans. We had plenty of beans to dry.
Yeah.
We had all this that made enough in the bowl, in the summer bowl, that lasted through the wind.
Mm-hmm.
All this that we had, all this that fixed up everything, and we'd always have three or four hogs, the butcher, you know, to have meat, and had the cow, made the milk and cheese for the, had chickens for the, get eggs for everything. And in the fall we had made apple butter,
I want to get into that.
And
yeah.
Crabs. And
what?
Crabs.
Sauerkraut. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you make the sauerkraut?
We just cut it up and put it in a bowl and have something to just put salt on it. Just to have something to shoot down in my yard. Have to get the broth all over.
Uh-huh.
And we keep them until we get the tag full, and then we cover it up and leave it for a while because we get just fat enough to eat.
Yeah. Just the salt. Did you add any water to it,
no,
or you push them down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a little mold or something, you know.
Yeah.
Push it down with.
Right. Uh-huh. Did your family make sauerkraut too?
Yes, sir.
Right. And the same way.
Same way.
Uh-huh. Did you ever keep any cabbages over the winter?
Yes, we kept cabbages. Yeah, we kept cabbages.
How did you do that? How did you do it?
I don't remember how.
Did you dig a trench?
Dig a trench, put dirt over. Dig another trench, put dirt over.
Uh-huh.
It kept pretty good for most of the time.
And you put the cabbage in head down with the root up, right? Mm-hmm. I understand that the cabbages were tremendous. They were big. Is that right?
Yeah.
And sweet. Have you been able to grow as good cabbages since you've been here as you could there?
No, this year the cabbage has been kind of slow. The ground wasn't dry too. You know, it wasn't too dry when the cabbage come up. Something got in them, I don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
The road didn't seem up.
Did there seem to be as many bugs then as there are now?
When I was going up, there weren't no bugs. I never know them, none of them around until after we got married and moved down here. And then in so long they'd come in around. But well, we could raise all the beans and things and nothing like that to buy.
Yeah, right. Now you mentioned apple butter boiling. Did you have fun when you did that?
Yeah, that's my fun. Pretty much work to your teeth.
Sure. But would all the neighbors get together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you have any music while you were doing it? Or?
No, we never a poem. You did, huh?
You missed all the fun.
Oh, I missed all the fun of everything.
Why, you know that there are some places where they used to have, they do it at night and they have drinks and they have food and they dance and they have music. They had a party while they were doing it. How about, would you use a long paddle with one person at one end and one at the other?
Yeah.
Fellow and girl usually?
Yeah, and they used to say, you know, when you hit the stir against the side, you have to get it.
Right. How about your shucking corn? Did you used to make a party out of that?
Yes, we went to corn shucking, I think.
Yeah.
You know, Uncle Dick had me.
Yeah.
What would you do with the corn shucking?
Well, keep the shuck for the cows.
Yeah. Only, would you have fun?
Oh, yeah, you could have fun laying around in the shuck.
Mm-hmm. What happened if you got a red ear?
What did?
Did you get a drink?
No, it wasn't that bad.
No drinks up there? Nobody made any moonshine?
No.
Not right here. There wasn't none made. Some around the waiting here was. No.
Yeah.
We didn't have much made right here.
Because that made a lot of sense to make the moonshine. It was a good money crop.
Yeah.
We never did have nothing like that at all.
We weren't allowed to have it.
Oh. Okay. All right. Now, you, when you were a little girl, did you have any toys?
I'm going to tell you the most I had. You mean from a baby thing, my kid? A rock wrapped up in a... Yes, anything I could get hold of. I remember one time, I had a sister that lived in Dark Hollow, and me and my other sister, we had all this, we grabbed all, you know. And we would hunt us a rock just heavy enough that we could carry good and wrap it up and carry it clear to the top of Sugar Hollow, that was a place, and lay it down there, and we'd go down start it. When we'd come back, we'd pick that rock up and carry it back home. Yes, indeed.
I think that's very sweet. That is lovely. And that was your toy.
Yes, indeed. And we'd have playhouses, you know, pick up little cages that had been broke. And we'd go up and have a big rock with moss, you know, and we'd have that for our coffee. The moss on the rocks. And we'd have, we thought it was the prettiest place in the world when we picked up a playhouse.
Oh, it was. It was pretty. And what an idea, using moss as the carpet. Oh, good.
Really do that.
What was your house like?
What do you mean?
Was it made of logs?
Just made of, just logs. Not logs. Our house. Well, the first old house, the house that I was born in, was made on logs.
Mm-hmm.
But then after so long a time, he got, you know, pretty bad. I remember when the children used to go to bed upstairs, and there was just a hole in the go up, somebody put you up in there and get you up to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't no steps or nothing.
Yeah.
And I remember when there used to come snow, and the snow would come in and crawl over the bed, and the snow kept us warm, you know.
And sure it was.
Yes, it did, and that was,
yeah.
We'd get up under the cover. And they get out of the cover in the snow and just gone. But then after so long a time, they met their long bills for the house of father.
Uh-huh.
And it was better than what they did have. But
right.
It was what some people would have, but we didn't know, you know, how some people had.
No. How about the furniture? Was that pretty much handmade? Did your father make them?
No, we didn't have too much. We just had a little stuff, just enough to make out with.
And I bet you all sat at a great big long table to eat,
yeah.
Didn't you? Right. What was your typical breakfast?
Gravy and eggs and coffee and butter. Mm. That is the most stuff what they had.
Okay. Now, to get your money to buy the coffee and the sugar, you would take things to a store and get credit for them?
Well, we'd take eggs down and get, you know, we'd take eggs and get. And in the colony in the summertime, my daddy would they'd give him some work to do on the ground, clean it off, you know.
Yeah.
And he'd take the money then, and he would buy enough flour to last us through the winter. And sugar and coffee and everything. We'd get enough stuff that we could just keep and snowed in the winter, and we didn't have to go out to do it.
Sure. Where was the nearest store?
Pine Grove.
Pine Grove?
Yeah, there was Dave Gray had a store in Pine Grove, and sometimes it was every once in a while they'd go to Stanley at the store. Mr. Robinson was that far.
Yeah.
Robinson then.
Yeah. Did you know Deaconess Hutton?
Yeah.
She's a wonderful woman, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go to church in Pine Grove?
No, went to church up here.
Oh, at
they used to have a, you know, the sold it. We used to have the church up here. We had a mission lady up here, Miss Walden, and I don't know how long she did stay.
Yeah.
And Mr. Peel, I bet you don't know Mr. Peel.
No.
Well, he was the first. I was saying him and Mr. Gibson was the first that come up here, you know, to see about, you know, to see about. And there wasn't no place for nobody to stay, only everybody that come, they'd come up at home and stay there, you know, and we'd keep them.
Yeah.
And Mr. Wheeler's wife died. And he come over home one time, and he said to him, Mr. Peter said, why don't you and Miss Walton get married? And he said, I never thought of that. And it went wrong till it was married.
All he needed was a little shove. Oh, gosh. Did you have any toys that you played with?
Ball.
Ball? You played ball. How about pitching horseshoes? Did you do
yes,
that?
Yes, we did play.
Did you play jacks?
No.
No. If you didn't have any horseshoes, did you ever pitch rocks?
Well, some, yes.
Yeah. Because a good rock would work just as good as a horseshoe, wouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Sure.
And about everybody under the horse, I love you.
Yeah. Everybody had a horse.
And everybody else got on the horse before they had it do the practice.
Yeah. And nearly everybody had a cow.
Yes.
One cow or two?
Well, one most of the time. And of course, after we married, we had two sometimes, and other people had two after, you know, after we got married. But when we had lived, there was nobody had but that one.
Yeah. Did you make butter?
Yes, I did.
How about clabber?
Yes, make cheese.
Mm.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And you made butter and cheese,
yes.
Too.
How to live.
Yeah. Did you keep it in the spring house?
Yes.
Yeah. Was the spring house near your home?
No, spring house was right good from our house up there. But after we got married and moved here, we had the spring house right there. Yeah.
Great. Well, when you were young, that meant a lot of hauling from the spring
yes,
house to
yes,
your house,
indeed.
Didn't it? Oh boy.
It's like good place of the good pizza by the front.
Mm-hmm. Did you all ever make any pumpkin butter?
No.
No, we didn't. We cooked it already. We raised them.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
You like to cook it.
Yeah.
Sure. I was really thinking.
Yeah. And you made your own soap, didn't you?
Yes.
Lye soap?
Yes. We don't make hair soap.
That's good soap. Nice and soft on your hands. I got some once. Yeah, Mrs. Cave gave me some. You know the Elsie Cave?
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know that.
Yeah. There was a lot of this and back and forth, wasn't there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and used to go, people used to visit and stay all day and they go. And had a good time, enjoy ourselves, us sitting and talking or anything. And that people ain't got time to be in nowhere. They ain't everybody that you heard.
I know it, yeah. And yet everybody says, oh, you were all working so hard all the time and you did work hard. But when you had a lull, okay. Yeah. You weren't that troubled with weeds in the garden, were you?
Yes, I did.
You were? Uh-huh.
Yes, we had one old kind of weed, they call it puzzle. And it had spread and it was great big. And every morning Mammy said to us, y'all went in the garden and picked puzzle for the hogs, to feed the hogs. You know, that'd be fat nearly about off a puzzle.
Oh.
And, I hated for the time to do it, but pulling puzzle, I hated the bad. But I did, we did go and keep it out of the garden that way.
Yeah. You had to pull the roots and all, huh?
Yeah, and weeds, as well, we just pull the weeds and cut them and throw them into the house.
Mm-hmm.
That was still a good job.
Yes, right. Sure was. Did you fatten up the hogs on milk ever?
Yes, we did. What milk was it?
How about your getting flour and cornmeal? Did you raise any wheat?
No wheat.
So how would you get flour?
We just go to the store and
buy it. But cornmeal, you made enough, you grew enough corn where you could take it to the mill, right?
We bought cornmeal other
day. Pine Grove had a mill out. We'd walk down and take some corn, white corn, you know, and try it down across the back, deep mountain, you know, near the Pine Grove. And have it ground out. Mr. Will Gray had one. Some grist mill to make cornmeal. That made good meal, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Try about a half a bushel next
time. Yeah. Now, did he charge you, or did he take a part of the corn?
Toll, I told.
Yeah, right.
That's all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. About 10%, wasn't it?
Something around that.
Yeah.
Very little.
Did you use a horse to go there, or did you carry it?
Carried the most of the time. We had a horse, so we'd go to a little stand there or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
A little further on, you know. About the snow would be deep, 4 or 5 hours to go together, you know, down the path, regular track, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
Rough going, it was.
Yeah. When snows came, you got heavy snow, didn't you?
Yes, we did then. You could walk over the fence up there anywhere, you wouldn't know it's hard. That's right.
Yeah.
Last year was about the worst weather we had for a long time.
So what would you do when the snow came heavy? How would you get back and forth? You didn't, did you?
We'd have to stay in a while, you know.
How did you take care of the cattle?
We'd make a tractor.
Mr. Long would bed all in the fall. They'd take all their cattle out down off the mountain then, and just bring them back in the spring, you know, after the grass got out.
But your horse and your cow needed attention.
Well, they put a little hay, got a little hay in for the man of corn and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And you just let them eat it as they wanted, right? Uh-huh. You didn't have to dig a trench to get out to the barn or anything?
Just made a walkway to them to feed them, you know. Father, sometimes that regular corn, you know, feed the hogs and stuff. We had a little fodder to feed the horses and cattle, you know, and some hay, you know.
And the chickens, too, had to be fed, and you had to get to them.
Same thing over and over, you know, when you go to the spring and eat that up that way, and go back in the spring and do the same thing over.
Yeah. LGK was telling me about one snow that they had, that he dug a tunnel to get out to the barn, because you couldn't get to the top of it, so he just dug a tunnel right straight through into the barn.
Well, I don't know whether that's the time that my sister, she did that snow holiday, but they got the hysteria, and Mammy was stabbed by the dam, and she had 2 children dead in the house at one time of the 60s, and everybody was afraid to go back, and they brought the coffin and set them in the yard, and Mammy had to take the children and put them out in the front of the. And then when I got grown, my sister had a baby then, and I had to go up and stay there on the house. And it come to the snow, and her the one she had before she had this last baby, he take the kid, and well, nobody couldn't get a doctor, nothing, no house. And he died though that next morning. Nobody but me and her sister. And they put him down in the spring, and he had laid off for a couple of days before they had to take a thing out of the church to make him a coffin, you know. And when they got told they could get to the graveyard, the wind had blown every bit of the snow away for the day, I suppose, it was good. And it was pretty bad.
Awful. Yeah.
And I don't know whether that's the time or not, but they said the snow. Well, there's such a snow that my brother-in-law had to get up on the kitchen roof and get the snow off to keep it from mashing down there.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And me at the home, see? And Manny and them, they didn't know nothing about the baby being sick or nothing, dying or nothing. And a bunch of the men would get together, you know, and go in pond and go to the store just to get a break of fat. And they got down in there, and they, from over the, people in the store, some of them, had got a word there that boy stuff. And then that's the way they found it out.
Yeah. Did they didn't do any embalming, did they?
No.
Did they all stay right there at the grave site until it was completely filled?
Well, I don't know. I didn't put on it. I don't know. Could get the one that hit the bath that nobody can come on. Get the neighbors around by that that took them and burst.
Did they put monuments up, or did you use rocks?
Yeah, rocks.
Yeah. Would you write on the rocks, or?
No, I thought.
They were all there in the Thomas Cemetery.
No, not in the Thomas. That's on the Dark Hollow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Have you seen the Thomas Cemetery?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Speaking of being sick, was Dr. Ross your doctor?
Dr. Ross? No, Dr. Ross wasn't my doctor, but when my sister had one of her children, now, there ain't nobody ever around here that had a doctor. And my mother was able to go. She was the only one that went, and they would always stay at the Rhine. And she went then when my sister had a baby, and it was born with stones. And she just couldn't, and they had to get Dr. Ross in. But nobody else never thought about it. I know of times that people had babies that there's nowhere to be. When the men would come after Manny to go, you know, she'd have to put on Pat's old clothes, and he'd get up on drifts of snow and pull her up on it so he could get her down there to his, that she could get to the place where the baby was born.
Wonderful that she had that knowledge, though. I imagine she knew a lot of herbs, didn't she? A lot of good things, vegetables or things that were growing to help with colds and all the rest of it.
Oh, I bet we had all kind of old stuff like that.
Do you remember what any of them were?
No, do you then?
Sassafras
tea.
Sassafras.
What would you use sassafras tea for?
Well, but they made up like the vein your blood out in the spring and...
You could use it on in March.
Yeah. And how about turpentine and sugar?
Yeah. That's good.
Castor oil?
Oh, yeah.
Me and my brother were having pneumonia at one time up home. And I remember Mammy coming, she got a straddle of me and the baby, because I couldn't take castor. And she come and got a straddle of me, I believe. And I remember that she set by the straddle of me and said, "You pour that castor oil down me." And I was a technical good tonight, and she was just, I told her to just let me open it today, but she said, right there, she said, "Tell her, have I taken every bit of that castor?"
Did she make any poultices?
Yes, indeed.
Out of what?
Mustard and things, and I don't know how it grows.
Did she ever use the cornmeal and onion poultice for cold?
I don't know about the meal, but I know she has the onion.
Ash cakes. Did you make ash cakes?
How do you do that?
With cornmeal, and you put them in a cabbage leaf and put them in the fireplace.
I don't know whether she might be. But I know we used to roast potatoes and eat them there.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have ash cakes?
No, I don't remember.
I never have either, and everybody says they're so good. Yeah, they were delicious. Did you make sorghum?
No, we never raised no cane right here to make no sorghum. We bought it though. I know people made some pine, but we're making it on a different place we bought.
Yeah. Yeah. Molasses.
That was all. We liked it right
here.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember.
I remember when, well, I was about 7 or 8 years old, and there was a boy that gave a load of apples, and all the children would go. My brother, I'm 6 years and a half older than my brother. Well, all of them were going to say to take him with us, you know. So we went, all of us, me and two more of my sisters and my brother and Manny and Dad, and went up and got a load of apples. And I don't know, we was coming down the road, and I was sitting up on the feet, you know, in the way. And I know now my head must have been a swing, and it had to be. Because I remember when I fell, and I gave Mammy a holler, and the wagon had run over me, and I had raised my leg up, so when it started over, I raised my leg over, and it just got on my leg, just heated up. My leg went under the scale all over. And my arm was into the picture, put it in the middle, but it held it in playing here for so long. And when did they go to the doctor for that? No, they never did. Never did go to the doctor for nothing.
Yeah. Nowadays, everybody runs to the doctor for each little thing. Right. Yeah.
And Lisa, that, well, we didn't think of Lisa about having to have a doctor. I know one time in the snow it turned got the deep up here, and my sister, she moved in here, it's over home here, I don't know what she was doing. And she was taking tea, and my brother-in-law come up, he was coming to get able to hit the car at her, to push the mat. And it was a snowy, he didn't even know where it was, and it just comes out then, folks up by and remember what it was. And he comes in here, and a bunch of them got together and carried her down so we could get to her down the office mat.
Down the bottom mat.
Why did she have to get down there?
They had to put her in the hospital.
What were the usual sicknesses? Diphtheria, you've mentioned.
Yeah, and just cold and
Pneumonia.
Measles? No, the most measles up here because I was done married long before I had measles, and he was a room for the part with the mom.
In the CC camp.
In the CC camp. And he stayed up in the
tower
to watch, you know, the fall about the
Mountain Tower that week, you know.
And we all got ready. I take my two children. And my brother and his girlfriend went. We went over there and take something to eat, you know. But he was so sick over there, he couldn't hardly eat. But you know what he thought?
I tried to eat the doctor. I didn't know if I had the measles in the camp before that, but I didn't know where I got it. And if I know, I'd come here and I'd notify the men doctor in the camp. We got this big man, you know, a local man, and they said stay in the bed. So I'd been sent them all the way.
So when we come back home, it went long till the first one and the other got the measles. And nearly about everybody out here got the measles because they didn't know what it was.
Sure, right.
And my mother got the measles. Now she was that old before she ever had the measles. And she was so sick with them. And Miss Walton, the one I told you about, she stayed with her overnight and I'd give her, I don't know, some maybe sleeping pills or something to make her lay all night and not feel good. And I don't know how long it was, she was always sick.
Did ever, was the story ever handed down as to how your family came here to the mountains?
No.
How about with your family? Do you know how they came here?
No, I don't know that.
Because there are a lot of reasons.
Yeah, a lot of reasons.
And it's not a common name, excepting around here.
Yeah,
I have to go down
and
start it
all and help
them.
So I don't remember how they got here.
How about school? Was school very far away?
Well, there was an old schoolhouse up here for the church, didn't I? And they never had no school until I was around 9 years old before they ever did have school. And then I had a half a day at a time. And I know the teachers stayed up home and boarded up home.
Uh-huh.
And that's when we started the school, and that old school.
How far did it go? Sixth grade?
No, it didn't go no for much, but after we got to go into school, you know.
Yeah.
After we got to go in and go in and could get, you see, you couldn't get no teacher up here, huh?
Yeah.
And if it hadn't been for Mr.
Gibson
and his daddy, it kept them until they got a school up here, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then we went. They never did go no further than to the fifth grade, though.
Mm.
We went, so we were married and went to the fifth grade. Now, if we'd have been at a school, we could have went on three. We could have went on and we could have graduated.
Sure.
But we went to school, just had such fun after we learned all the school.
Was it hard to get to the school?
Well, sometimes the snow was pretty deep. You'd have to get those in.
Mm. How about shoes? Did you have shoes?
Had shoes, but our feet are ringing with nearly all the time.
Oh.
Yes, indeed.
Did you wear shoes in the summer?
Snow went by with him some.
Yeah. Save the shoes for the winter, right? Yeah. How about you? Same way?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to be pretty much the same story. We just touched briefly on berries. Now, you had huckleberries. And what other berries did you pick?
Raspberries, blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberries.
Yeah.
And we have canned cherries.
Yeah. And you never dried those either?
No. We just dried the apples.
Did you ever know of people who started fires so they'd be sure of having huckleberries?
No, I never did know.
You did?
Uh-huh.
That was done pretty much.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And of course, the statute of limitations is over, so you could tell us.
I've heard of it that people have set fires for that,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know that.
Yeah. Did you ever sell the huckleberries?
My mother picked them and sold them for 8 cents a gallon. A gallon.
And eight?
8 cents a gallon and carried them. Curtis, the woman that bought them, she was carrying them.
Where was that that she had to carry?
It was a couple of miles of way up in the park, Maryland.
8 cents? With all that work?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. While we're talking about fires, we have seen several pictures of the homes up there, and they had a ladder standing up against the roof. And we are wondering, was the ladder up there quite frequently in most houses in case of fire from the chimney?
Probably was, yeah. Probably was.
I had a feeling that it was.
Probably was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because a lot of fires could have started that way, couldn't they? Did many?
We was always taught, our daddy was, to be careful of fire.
Yeah.
Never put no fire. Boy, we was always careful of that.
Yeah.
I've been a lot of fire, always going to steam hollering, in the park, a lot of fire.
What would happen if a home did catch on fire?
Well, they almost had to burn up here at that time, There's one right here burnt down, I remember right here, when I was a little boy.
And there was one up there, a mark over back. His house, at one creek, that's been a long time ago. And his house, she was up boiling a ham, for Christmas. And the house was falling and burned up everything.
Would neighbors then help?
Well, the wood. See, the men was working up the pantry then. And Miss Walton, she had a phone then. And she called up there, and they got up here pretty good, but they'd done.
I went up there and take a bucket of water, and the daddy-in-law and his father was out trying to water way on the hill. I told him, I said, don't take this kind of water. I said, let's get the stuff out of the house,
Mm.
If you have him getting his breath, I'd probably have to burn your car. I said, don't bother about the water. I said, a little drop of water, a bucket of water, no good. I said, let's get the stuff out of the house. We put it out in the yard. I said, we'll have to move it out of the yard. Had to move it out of there for a bit. I was burn up in the yard, Had the extra work.
Well, yeah. If a home were completely destroyed and all the furniture in it, would the neighbors help out by giving them things?
Yeah.
I think everybody pitched in so nicely to help out.
Yes,
they did. In the event of sickness or anything of that kind, didn't they? Yeah. How did you celebrate Christmas?
We didn't have nothing much to celebrate.
No.
We didn't have nothing to get nothing out of that. So we might bake a cake, a cup of pie. But for gifts, and to get meat, we didn't have
it. How about firecrackers? Did you show
them?
That's a
lot
of time with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you play the Kris Kringlers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you dress?
I don't believe I ever did.
I
might have been, but I just
come out and run and grab you, and try to tie that off you who was and say, hey,
babe. How would you dress?
I had a big old dress on. I would, We've seen the men with white dresses then,
Sure.
And the other women have white maybe dresses on. Turn it around. I remember a lot of times they grabbed you, and and then I'll be facing who you were.
I think that that was such a wonderful custom. Yeah. I wish they did it now, don't you? They don't, though.
No, they don't do it anymore. They're out of town, aren't they?
Yeah, right. I remember Deaconess Hutton talking about it, and she said, I miss my Kris Kringlers. It used to be so wonderful when they would come. Yeah. Did you ever go to her church?
Yes, I went a lot.
Well, tell me about her. Tell me your reaction to her.
Well, I don't know, but as far as I know, she's a nice lady. Mm-hmm. She always seemed nice to me, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever get any of the clothes, buy any of the clothes there at that mission?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did your mother make most of your clothes?
Yes.
How about your mother? Did she make most of her?
Some, not so much. She worked, but her mother was the rest of the same.
Yeah. Did she find time?
I don't know.
Did you ever learn? Would you tell me about how you and your family did your laundry?
Had an old washboard and put in a big old wash tub and just do it that way.
Did you ever boil it?
Yes, indeed. Just have a big old black kettle and put them in, but with a lye and boil them.
Uh-huh.
That's the way they always done all the time.
That was a terrible amount of work, wasn't it?
Yes, and
yeah.
Boy, when you had a big family.
Yeah. Have you ever heard about using rabbit oil for an earache?
No.
Well, Edward Nicholson was telling me that you take a rabbit and you boil the fat down and put it in the bottle, and then if you had an earache, put a drop in your ear, and he said it cured an earache up just like that. In all your walking around, which everybody did, and they kept themselves very healthy doing it, did you ever walk down to Camp Hoover?
Yes, indeed.
You did.
Yeah, we used to raise possums.
You raised possums?
Uh-huh. And George Berger wanted two for the President Hoover.
Yeah, President Hoover.
And he got that, and then there's somebody else that was in the camp heard about it, and they wanted some teeth, so they got a couple, didn't they? And, I had heard that they had the littles in a pouch.
Mm.
Did you ever see it?
No.
Well, I had heard it, and I didn't believe it.
Oh.
And we went up one day and we picked up the old one. And she had a little, it was like a little drawstring. And I pulled that open and there was a little bitty thing just sticking around on each one of her little tips, And we watched them till they growed and they got so big they had to come out on all over her. And after they got so big they had to get off of her and that's the way they done. And I didn't believe that till I seen it from my own life.
So it's from you that George Berger got those possums.
Yeah.
And he gave those to President Hoover. Right. When you went down there, did you ever see President Hoover?
No, I never did.
Yes, I did. I came to come through. See, we worked over on that road. Coming when the building was here,
Mm-hmm.
We had to back off the road a little bit, cutting the trees along the road.
Yeah.
Because I meet my brother Elmer here, old son, a ton of people. We walked here and go from here going to Camp Hoover. We're down by the water. Now, we got 275 to give us payers for 11 hours, and we put 10 hours and paid us the extra hour. You know, 275 of water. We worked down, we're down by the White House. They're working on it. And They let us go down by the Filipinos to cook them. We were talking, you know, going down. We couldn't come back that way. Had to try to run. Men were riding horses. You know, don't worry that all morning. And we go down work 10 hours, come back by, and the Marines were guarding, you know. We'd have to go around, side around. I think we'd about to catch the end of it. Be our job, of course, good, you know.
Yeah.
On the men, we started the rest of the little pitch around, going up, through the lawn, you know, do the same thing the next day, you know.
Yeah.
We had no trouble, talk to them, you know.
You walked to work every day down that mountain, and then you walked back up again after a day's work.
I don't know how long we done that. Well, we built that road up there. We have put the first bridge in up there at Cooper's camp right now. My brother up here had a big old hog tractor in World War. They drug him out of the woods. Sometimes he got the tractor, it takes a couple hours to get him back.
Carried down then.
They drug it out with that old tractor, you know.
Yeah.
They go down and pull him down and pull him across the side. That's 40 feet long. He viewed him, my brother viewed him. And me and the other side drug him out. There were five of them. I mean, when they got him all that drug, a great big rock and caught him and cracked one of the pieces, you know.
Mm.
What a bridge. That's 40 foot tall. Is that bigger than that?
Sure. Yeah.
And then now they got the cement bridge, you know. They brought it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's been a long time ago, though.
Yes, it was.
It didn't bother though, walking all that far. It seemed like it didn't bother us now.
Yeah. You know, speaking of a long time ago on trees, were you up in the mountains when the chestnuts were still
good?
That was a good money crop.
I know it was.
Yeah.
We would go and get a sack for and out through the morning, and then after dinner, have a take them down to the store and sell them and get, you know, some groves and stuff.
Yeah, right. You don't know how much you got for them.
No, I don't.
Yeah, $12, $16, don't say that way, but a day or two, come down to 12. First thing you know, it's down 5 or 6, and I'm about less than a week.
Phew!
Yeah, that's how quick it's fall, you know.
Wow, yeah.
You have a commissary up here on the top of the drive now, where it used to be. And then the high hall used to be.
Did you ever know of a produce man that rode around through the mountains and sold like kerosene and sugar and coffee? Did you ever see him?
And you're from over in the, well, there's one named Gus August.
Uh-huh.
He used to come from other, where did he from?
Was he from Madison?
He's from Madison, but he used to come over here. And then there was another from down towards the
Weaver Holler. Yep, from
he got to come in up here and bring stuff.
Uh-huh. And then he would buy like eggs from you and things of that kind.
Yeah,
thank you all. I remember one time that Gus always had beer, and nobody up here had never tasted a beer. They didn't know what it was. And I remember he opened a can for each one to take a taste of it to see if it was. But nobody's been lying. No, sir, boy, that leaves him right there.
You worked, first of all, for Camp Hoover, right? To help build Camp Hoover.
Yeah, but the state did cover all, yeah.
Yeah. Then did you, then after that, you started with the CCCs?
Yes, I worked with CCC 3 years and 9 months.
3 years and 9 months. You were mainly a fire warden?
Yes, I had to fight fire, a lot of firefighters.
You didn't help them with any of the road building?
Yes, I built some of the roads. I had built, cut the right of way from the Hoover's camp after they put down the Hoover's camp. I had built it curve from here down to the Hoover's camp from up here on the bar down there, through the winter, you know.
Oh, from Big Meadows down?
Yeah, on out through here we had the contract out to Boone's Gap. A wooden ship they had it. But I had worked on that. That building.
Really?
Yeah.
What equipment did you use? What did you use?
We just a labor.
Did you use...
Saw the cross up tall.
Yeah.
Cut the right away and burn it out then.
Yeah.
Had to burn it out.
What camp were you with at the CCC?
Number 2 out of 50 Meadows.
Number two, you know what you miss? The reunion they have every year.
Right, I got a letter. I found out
about them. You see, they've got the road locked up here. The channel's not locked. We can't get up there.
They used to not be up there to the cemetery. You know, we have problems with the cemetery, you know.
Well, they would let you through to go to the cemetery.
They would if you could go without getting the key.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That man told us we went without a sailbag. Because we used to see about keeping the cemetery clean all the time. And then we went over there to see that, and he told us that he'd see in a week, he'd let us know, send us a key or something, and we'd never hear nothing. That's been about 2 or 3 years, and we'd never hear from him.
Call the park headquarters. I'll give you the number before I leave. And I'll give you the name of who to ask for.
Who, Jacobson?
Well, he's the superintendent. But there are other people that can help you. And definitely, you would be entitled to get through every time you wanted to. Don't worry.
Well, Jacobson was the one that promised us.
Well, he is a very busy man, and I don't blame him for forgetting, because he is taking care of very, very hard problems. So don't fault Bob Jacobson. I'll get you in touch with somebody else who can do it.
I don't know how to call and talk to somebody like that. No, I don't know how to talk to strange people.
All right, I'll do it for you, okay?
Okay.
You say you don't know how to talk to strange people. But don't you call me strange?
No, I felt like I've known you all my life.
All your brothers and sisters now?
Well, all of my sisters is dead but one, and she's in a nursing home in Harrisburg.
Oh.
She don't know nothing, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
And my brother, one of my baby brothers, his brother here, and he's been sick about 14 years, but he looks like a picture of heaven.
Mm.
And he ain't working on that much. And I've got another brother, he's around 80. Some years old. Oh, he lived with my sister down here on the golden wheelbarrow place. And see, she got so she couldn't do nothing for her sister or nothing. And he'd have to call me, and I was so sick then that I wasn't able to do nothing either.
Mm.
And he called me one day to come down my house and said, I don't know what's wrong with her. She had tore the phone up, you know.
Oh.
And I went down like that was a But see, did he come that day and say that? Yes, sir, he said he come up here to let us know, but she'd tore the phone up, and he told her to sit right by where he. And I went down there, and she told her to be in all the pieces. And I just said to him, I said, we're going to have to get to the hospital. I said, I ain't able to take care of her, and you can't. I said, you can't. So I said, now I'm going to give her a bag, and you just call her this is book. Called her as we got in here, and we got her up and got her down there, and she was awful bad up. And that nurse called my daughter, come from Burrow, and then Dan's wife, they went down there and cleaned up. Well, the thing, she was coming home, you know, and cleaned up and scrubbed and done everything. And she was there, and I reckon it must have been the head of the hospital, someone called about, and she answered the phone. And they told her that because they weren't able to come home, they ought to put her in a nursing home.
Mm.
And she said, well, I have to wait and see Uncle Matthew what he said. So when Matthew didn't want her to be sent nowhere, but I said to him, I said, I don't want her sent nowhere neither, but I said, I'm sick and I can't take care of her. And I said, you can, because he could take care of her. And so they got the nurse on her, found a nursing home. And she never lived too long after that.
No.
And he's all right by himself.
Yeah.
Nobody ran. We had done all one evening, and I asked him how he felt. He said, how'd you feel if you were sitting out in the woods and nobody to speak a word to?
Mm.
Well, I told him that he'd just have to keep a praying and a trust in the Lord.
Right.
Because I don't know what else to do. I'm just sorry for him, but I ain't able to take care of it. The children have to do my work, and I ain't able to.
Yeah.
Of course, he come here and stayed after my mother died. He come here and stayed and worked up out of there till he retired, and then he went on to my mother. Stayed with my sister then after that.
You know, speaking of that, I remember Cletus McCoy telling how families always took care of their elderly. That was true, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes, sir. I just told Everett, I said, you know, everybody that got old up here, well, nobody didn't think about sending them away. They just taking care of their old people.
That's right.
And it's just now, just lately, that they've got nursing homes and things.
Mm-hmm.
But,
up to then, everybody took care of.
I know.
Was there much problem with people that, weren't quite right mentally?
Well, I had an uncle that he got, his mind got so bad. He was a preacher, now, and his mind got so bad, and he'd come over here, and he'd walk the floor, and he'd curse and turn, you know, and say his wife was a courtney. And there was real old people. And his mind was awful bad, and he got, so they couldn't manage him, and they had to send him off somewhere.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, they ain't nobody else. But
hey, tell me, how did you court her? How did you court her?
I don't know how to explain that at all.
Where did you first see her? In school?
We
did go
out to one another. We
did
close together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she lived up in the park, but the park ain't going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we together, I don't know, we caught on how many years, off and on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Finally married then.
When, did you ever call on her of an evening?
He would come nearly every evening.
He did, huh? All slicked up and purty.
And they started to come back that time then.
Were you chaperoned when he came?
Why, we had to stay right in there with all of us.
I don't blame him for not trusting him. After all, he looks as though he's... What was the wedding like?
Honey, I'll tell you what the wedding was. My mother had been, and she used to take chestnuts and things, you know, off to people down over the mountain and trade them for old coffee. Well, she had been got some, you know, and there was a black dress, I remember. I never had a dress fit me in my life, you know.
Mm.
She'd always make them too big so they'd last a couple of years.
Sure.
And she got this year's dress, and I liked that because it fit me to the dime. And we went over to Uncle Joe's, the one that I told you. We went over to Uncle Joe's and got married one evening.
Good.
That was all there was to it.
All right.
Now, we didn't know nothing else, that was all.
So then did you build your own house or, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful. I think that's sweet. But just think, by doing it that way, you didn't get any wedding presents.
No, he didn't have any terrible
wedding present. You missed out on that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. If you had learned how to sew, you would have had a dress that fit you.
Honey, after I got, I remember Mammy got me a dress one time after I got gone. I remember having a red dress. And I said to her, she was going out to my sister, and I said to her, Mammy, cut that dress out. I want to make it today. I never had made nothing else. And she just done it because she was, indeed I had the dress made and done when she come back. And I got so I could make this anything. I could look in books and tell, you know, look in that.
Wow.
But I had a nervous breakdown, and I never could do nothing. Now that's been since I've been married yet. But it used to make the children cry, and I never could get my mind to nothing, get sewn up in the morning, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just quit trying something.
Sure, right. No sense in pushing yourself. Well, that's not fun. No. You have a garden here. How big a garden?
Well, I don't know.
That little one right up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they got put up a couple of rolls of bagels over in the garden over there.
Do you still keep your vegetables over the winter the way you used to, or?
Not as much. I'm only canning them, you know.
Yeah. But you know, that way of putting them into the ground.
Yeah.
Turnips and potatoes. Did you put onions?
Yeah, a lot of onions.
Onions and cabbage. What else? That would be about it, wouldn't it?
Carrots sometimes we have.
You could grow carrots in those rocks?
Yeah, indeed, I did it.
I've got plenty of carrots. Canned, actually. We got them out there in the can.
Yeah, that's fine.
We've tried to grow carrots and can't do it. The ground is so rocky, you end up with a corkscrew instead of a carrot.
Yeah, that's a great thing on their back. Yes, it will.
Did you have any apple trees on your own property?
I've got a couple out here.
You do? When you were growing up, did you have any?
Yeah, we had plenty of apples. They were big old. Mix along, you know.
Yeah. Were they Milans?
I don't think there was any Milans over here.
Not right here. There were some places, you know.
There was. Right, I know there's Marlins down on Dark Hollow where my sister lives, and I know we used to go out and get Marlins and stuff.
I've got two.
They do it now.
Oh, yeah,
aren't
they good?
Yeah.
Well,
I like that.
Sure.
Yeah,
I remember those. They're great. You don't know the kind of apple trees you had.
I don't know what they were.
We had some many this year, but last year we had so many, and my daughter's husband, mother and daddy, they wanted some. Indeed, they come here and got a couple of bushes, didn't they?
And plums?
Prunes.
I'll be darned. Did you dry them or?
Well, indeed. We canned a few, but I didn't have enough this year to can enough. We got about 2 gallons of plums then, and I made some preserves, and then I sent Lucille the bounce off, you know. Yeah.
The old time canning, you would use the mason jars, and would you process them in water?
No, I didn't.
How would they can them then?
Oh, just put the stuff on them and just boil them and just put them in the can and tighten them up.
And they kept?
Yes, yes.
No processing.
I used to buy.
They did things so much better in those days.
I used to put a plum way. I used to do what work I had here to do in the fall. And I went to every neighbor's house up here and helped them can the stuff. I enjoyed helping them, but I can't go no with them all.
How would you dry your beans?
Just put them, lay them out sometimes, but lay them out on the blankets up on the thing, put the thing down, lay the thing.
You never strung them around?
Yes, I strung them around and had my string in the kitchen clear across the dog rather high.
Yeah.
But you know, the boat has got so now that you can't do nothing. And we had a few withdrawals, but it got back us on withdrawing. And we picked them and pulled them out. And I said, we'd have them for 2 things, you know. And they got just as full of boats as anything had to throw them away.
Terrible. Yeah, I don't know why we have more bugs, but I think it's because gradually we are destroying the insects that killed the insects.
Yeah.
Speaking of killing, did you ever do much hunting?
Yes, I have. I'm young.
What did you hunt?
Rabbits, squirrels, groundhogs, bears sometimes.
Yeah. Did you have many pheasants?
Yeah. No, the sheriff now, they used to be right smart.
Well, that's what I mean. They used to be a lot of...
Yeah, right smart. But I ain't hunted on since much. Deers, you know, right here. Well, I could kill found deers. Never did kill one. Never did shoot him one.
No.
I wouldn't kill them. I don't feed them. I just find them right here. But they come right here. I've seen four or five come through here a lot of times, get water, reckon.
Sure.
I never did shoot no deer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a chance for one.
There weren't deer, though, when you were growing up, were
no,
there?
No, no, there weren't no deer. No, there wasn't no deer.
Did you ever see any bear?
Yeah, they come around once in a while. They
now, but I mean then.
No, no bear then.
But the bear come here. We had been down to the store, and my daughter come from Maryland, she here. And while we had gone, he come, and she killed him, but she said she thought it was a window blocker. And we had the plastic over the window down the basement. You know, he just get it closed and just tear that down. And they went around here and broke the rigging on the end pan. And I don't know what all he did to it. And she said, when they come, she said, I heard him, but I thought it was a window blocker. And he went up here, his brother, and he went in there. He got, I don't know how much meat that he had got in. And his meat house in the car, come up and up to Aunt Law. And, well, my brother-in-law sat there one night and watched the kid. He killed him. But they are around here now. Some of them was a hunt up here at Aunt Law and said he'd seen two bears on the back of her house.
Yeah.
I don't want to live with a bear.
They're more afraid of you than you are of them.
Well, I'd like to see what they look like if they're more afraid than I am.
They are. They are. We have a regular visitor every night. And the minute we show up, he runs and runs and runs.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, they're scared of people. That's why there's nothing to be afraid of with them. One question I wanted to ask you, and then I think I picked your brains. Who have I? How did you cure your hands?
Put salt on them.
Salt. Mm-hmm.
Put
on
salt.
The butcher put a lot of salt on them. Before they got cold, you know, too cold. The freeze, you know, can't very good before you put salt on. Take salt much.
So you usually did it in November? Or
November.
Put salt on them and then hang them up?
Yeah, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. How long would it take before they were cured?
It'd take a couple months, I figured, you know.
Then what would you eat in the meanwhile?
Salt and you could cook that meat and then you want salt and over the put salt on.
You, of course, ate a lot of the wildlife that you shot, right? And did your family shoot any wildlife?
Yeah, I had a brother. He liked to hunt better than anything in the world.
Yeah. Would you hunt with a gun or a slingshot?
Shotgun or some rifle or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ground hogs, they're good. You know, you teach them, we don't eat them anymore. They get in my garden sometimes, but don't eat them much, you know.
Yeah.
They like vegetable food.
Sure they do. And they can't go to a store to buy it the way you can. Did you do much fishing?
Some, not too much. Too far off the creek. I'll fish right on the Sunday sometimes. There's a plane down here. Mm-hmm. But very seldom, you know. Mm-hmm. There was some traveling now, you know.
Yeah. Did your family
never
do much fishing?
Never go to the river for nothing.
Well, this has been beautiful. You don't know. Is there anything that you can think of? Because I've been doing all the questions. Any memories that have popped into your mind?
No, I don't think so.
How about you, Mr. Breed?
I can't bang it all day.
Are you kin to Wes Breeden?
Yes, I'm far distant.
Far distant.
Far distant.
His wife then? And me and Frisco.
Oh, really? Now, I thank you more than you know. And I do hope schooling is... good in some ways, and yet I am absolutely shocked. I got a letter from my granddaughter the other day. She's 16. And this letter is the most horribly written letter I have ever read in my life. And I am ashamed of it.